Oh, hello there. Hi. Yes, it's me, your neighbor from down the street. I was just wondering if your parents are home. I wanted to speak to them about something important. Oh, they're not. Huh. Darn. Well, do you mind if I come in and talk to you instead? It sort of involves, well, it's actually about you, really. Thank you. Let me just step inside. You're quite the strapping young fellow, aren't you? Oh, should I take a seat on the couch? Thanks. This shouldn't take long. Here. And sit down next to me. Well, sitting this close to me isn't necessary. No, you smell fine. You have a very, very manly scent even. It's just, anyways, so I think that you know my son. You go to the same school together. Yeah, he's a short little guy, even for a freshman. He's very young, you see, but so very smart. He was allowed to skip a few grades. Yeah, that's him. He's such a good boy, really. So kind and sweet, but, I know he just has trouble making friends. And lately, I've overheard him complain about being bullied a lot at school, and well, your name was one that came up. Now look, I don't want to get anyone into trouble, so I was hoping that we could talk things out, like mature adults here, and just get you to stop bullying my precious baby so he can focus hard at school. I mean, you're pretty much a grown man now. You're about to enter college. Don't you have better things to do? Oh, so you will stop bullying my son. Well, isn't that just so kind of you? See, I just knew if I just treated you like an adult, everything would. Oh, but you want something in return? Excuse me? You want me to suck your cock? Oh, dear Lord. You just pulled it out of your sweatpants. I'm getting extremely uncomfortable right now, so I think I'm gonna leave. Hey! Let go of my arm this instant, young man. Thank you. Now, I'm gonna. What do you mean you'll make a better offer? I mean, of course I would do anything to help my baby boy. I guess you're right. Even if I get you to stop bullying him, plenty of other kids will. Wait, what do you mean? You're saying they'll leave him alone if you're around to protect him? Be his friend even? Make sure that the other kids won't tease him anymore? And in return, you just want some blowjobs. Typical boy. Oh, is that right? So you're saying that the only reason you are a bully is because you're just so sexually frustrated and you can't get any release because all the girls think your huge dick will hurt when you slam it into their hot little mouths or their tight little pussies? Oh, so you need a real woman, huh? A real woman, like the hot, big-tittied MILF down the street. A real woman, like me. Fuck. Fuck! I can't believe I'm actually considering this. Hey, not so pushy. Ugh. All right. I'll get down in front of you on the couch. Ugh, okay, I'll do it. You help my son, and in return, I'll suck your cock. I'll suck your cock whenever you want. But you can't tell him, okay? Now, I don't want him to know his own mother was whoring herself out for his protection. Okay? Ugh. Good God. This thing is hefty. So much bigger now that I'm up close. What have your parents been feeding you? Okay. I got it, big boy. Less talk, more suck. Just let me take my top off first. Don't want you to spill your cum all over it. It's so hard to wash off, I swear. Right, let me start stroking you. Ugh, if we're really doing this a lot, I'm gonna need you to wash your cock more often, young man. Proper hygiene is necessary if you expect to get laid. Oh, you want me in the shower with you? Huh. Clean your cock for you? Maybe next time. I'll excuse your sweaty balls just this once. The things a mother will do for her child. You can't believe this is actually happening. You really find me that attractive? Oh, I'm the hot neighborhood MILF. Just how much cum have you spilled thinking about fucking my pretty little mouth, huh? How much are you enjoying watching my big MILF titties jiggle while my head bobs up and down, slobbering on your big cock? You like having the hot neighborhood mom as your personal cum dump? You know, I could come over every night after my little boy falls asleep, sneak into your bedroom for a little fun, and you can release all that young sexual frustration in my mouth, or on my face, or my tits. Does that sound good to you? Oh. I could teach you so much about your body, teach you just how much pleasure an experienced woman can squeeze and drain out from your young balls. But remember, baby, only if you're being a good boy. I don't want to hear a peep out of my son about being bullied. Mm. Oh, you want to fuck me now? You want to stick this huge cock into my hot, wet pussy? It wasn't part of the deal, big boy. Sorry. But how about this? If my son gets to the end of the school year without being bullied ever again, I'll let you fuck me. I'll spread my thighs wide open and you can get on top and split my sopping wet pussy apart with your fat cock. I'll even fuck you bareback and let you come inside me. Who knows? Maybe you'll even get me pregnant. Does that sound nice? Knocking up the hot mom the summer before you go off to college. You're positively throbbing in my hands. I know you're close, baby. I can feel your balls twitching. Time to pay up with that hot young cock juice. Yeah, just let it flow, baby. Just let it loose into my open mouth. Come on. Feed mama your thick, juicy load, big boy. I want to see it. See it shoot right onto my tongue. Do it. Do it. Do it. I need it. I need to eat your sweet, sticky cum. Give it to your MILF cum dump. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, shit. That was quite good. See, isn't this so much more fun than being a bully? Now, remember our deal. Anytime you feel your balls getting too full, send me a message and I'll come over as soon as I'm able and I'll make sure you are well compensated for your help. See you later, alligator.